listening to WCNO, Palm City.
For her just to love me. I just cried for that because we didn't have that.
God obviously heard your prayers.
And Lord, do I thank him for that.
But is she still alive or no?
She died in 2013.
But you can go right back. And you, I see there's tears in your eyes because you're actually thanking God again for saving your mother. Same with me.
Yes.
You know, I know what
yes.
you're saying.
Yes, so it's easy. Like Lindsay said, women come in and they are afraid to really release what they're going through.
They're looking because, you got to find a room of safety.
Yes.
And if you go churchianity, I'm sorry to say, I wouldn't let loose on all your sins to people in churches. You know, because then you got phony, and it's not their fault. It's not their fault that they get religious, but you know, you got to be careful who you know.
And that's why we provide a place where women come in and who are broken. Those are the ones that Jesus is looking for.
Oh yeah, me too.
And we make it a point, like we can be safe here, and we can say whatever we want because if we hear it again, you're not welcome here anymore because this is our private, confidential place that we can hear the word of God and we can be loved on.
They need to know that gossip murders a person's character.
That's exactly right. That's exactly
right.
And
you know, it's like I've learned in life that, you know, it's up to me. Whatever you do, whatever you even think about me is not my business. I just need to keep my side of the street clean and, you know where that's at. As long as we do that, that's good. Rooms of safety. But I will say this, no matter what, there are going to be people that come along. And I remember a couple of years ago, you know, you ever open up the Bible and you read something, you close it, goes, oh, my God, I never saw that. But where was that? Oh, I can't find it ever again, you know. And this was like, I must have been something about judgment with me. Maybe it's just the right time, but it was like, well, you know, essentially he was saying, don't judge those people because you have seen God. They have not seen God. Now, I have not seen God. Even in my visions, he never lets me see
his face.
And so, but I see the other, just the clothing, the everything, but I can't, it's like fuzzed out, like you've seen those pictures. And but he said, you have seen God, they have not. And so that means, oh, wait a second. So that means I'm in service of them. None of us should be haughty.
Right.
So the bum on the street or the prostitute that's living in the woods, you know, I've been attending, sometimes I attend Oceans Unite, and there's a young lady there who's just, she's a marvel of God, Tara. Of course, my name's Rhett from Gone with the Wind. Her name's Tara, and Tara and her husband, but Tara, I knew Tara even before she was married to her husband. She worked at a very famous restaurant, was a bartender for years. I still don't know her. I know she came in here, but I can't remember. She was gloriously converted. And when that church only had like 12 members, she was there. She's like a pillar of that church. And she goes into the woods and ministers to, and not necessarily attempting to convert the ladies, but to go and love on them.
That's exactly what it's all about. That's what it's about, Rhett. So women know that they are, people know that they're
loved. I don't
loved.
Care if you're a lesbian.
Yeah. Do not care.
Come on in. We will love you. I just heard a story recently. There's this lady battling it out. And the lady said, that's okay. I love you anyway. And totally right before her eyes, the lady was converted. She starts going to church and telling everybody else to this lady who was living a lesbian lifestyle, you know. So it's quite extraordinary, the love.
Yes.
Love is the key to everything.
And so it's easy to love you because I know your brokenness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. You know, even Hemingway, I don't know if you know, the Lord, but he said, brokenness is a good thing because it lets the light shine through. He was a very wise man. I don't know if he came to know the Lord or not. That's not my business. It's his business. But, you know, it's
true. The
wise
words, right.
When we're broken, his light can shine through.
Yes, yes. And it's easy for us to love people when we've been broken ourselves and we haven't been loved.
Mm-hmm.
And we need that love and we want that love so much. We crave that love. We know what the other person is craving. Even when they don't think that they need love, when they get it, oh my gosh, what a transformation when they receive that love. I remember the first time I hugged Lindsay and her hands were down. Like, she
Poor
was like,
you, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't trust and, you. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. But I hugged even tighter because I don't care about your resistance. I care about you. Your resistance isn't going to turn me off. I mean, that just makes me hold on tighter. I have another little girl that comes there. Her name is Alex. And she's like, oh, my God. And she would try to run from me. And I would go after her because she had never been loved by her own mother. So she just felt like nobody was true.
I was never touched. Never hugged, never touched. No one ever read a book that going to bed at night. I was watching a movie as an adult man in my 50s, and they're reading to this boy in this movie going to bed. Bedtime stories. Oh, it's so sweet. It's so nice. And all of a sudden, a voice said to me, yeah, and no one ever did that for you. I realized, oh, my word. And then my grandmother came to town to pick me up from upstate New York to drive me to Florida. And I stood all these years, for 60 years, thought she was weird because my grandfather's here, she's here, and she goes like this to my leg. She taps my leg. And I was kind of like, ooh, she's weird. This lady is weird, you know. And all those years, I honestly never could rise above it intellectually. I always thought she was weird that she did that. And it's only really, I'm a 71-year-old man, it's only in the past few years that I realized, oh, the reason she seemed so weird is because I wasn't used to affection. It was like, what are you doing tapping on my leg? And those of us who have never been touched, it's just strange. There's a guy named Steve in town here, and he runs a mattress shop. Well, he doesn't even know, probably, although I think I've kind of let him know. But, like, he'll come up to church, come up to me. I'm sitting there hiding. There's a pillar in the church. Come on, I'm over there today. I'm all by myself today. I don't want anybody to recognize me. I don't want to be, and I'm in my little world. But all of a sudden, he comes over. Hey, hey, how you doing, Rhett? You know? And all of a sudden, you melt.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we were raised in a home, Rhett, where we weren't told that we were loved and we weren't hugged. You know, my mom said that I'm taking care of you. That means that I love you. So I started raising my kids like that. Mm-hmm. And one day I heard my daughter say to my sister, I love you. And I was like, I was devastated. Why would she tell my sister that and never tell me that? And I called my, like, I do everything for them. And my sister said, well, Lori, I tell them that I love them. And I never did. Because I was never told that. I was never told I love you. And then I started saying it, and that felt so good. Because my kids then started saying it back, and they were older. It was like 14 or 15.
It can take so long to get healed. Mm-hmm. Right in this very studio, I had another guy who worked for me. And I'd known him, I'd known him before he started working for me. He started as a 17-year-old, and he's now getting his paralegal degree. But anyway, he worked for me years. But after he started working for me, you know, oh, I got to be the boss. I get the stupid thing, like, I got to be the boss. And so, you know, not thinking, and then there was a gap between us, and it wasn't a friendly one. And then my friend, my lifetime friend, was sitting right here, and all of a sudden he's chatting through the microphone or whatever to the engineer, Anoan, and they're getting on. I realized, I mean, it took all those years of being stupid to realize just to say hello. It's like getting older now. Like, I'll call up, hello. Like, you remember General Colin Powell?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I got to interview him. So I call up and I talk to his secretary, but I made friends with his secretary. So then I get to the big event that he's flown down to Florida. He's speaking. And there's a lady there. She's got guns and she's got walkie-talkies and badges. And I said, well, I have an appointment with the general. She says, nobody gets in to see General Colin Powell. I was like, all right. And then I kind of said, well, maybe I should just leave. But I hung around. And then all of a sudden, that same lady, she comes running up to me. She puts her arm under me, you know, the walkie-talkies and the guns. She says, you have an appointment with the general. Because the secretary had intervened and said that. And as I get older now, let's say you're working for a company. I call you up, say, hi, how are you today? And I say, Lori, how are you? What's your name? Oh, Lori, where are you from? Oh, you're from there. Oh, I've been there. Blah, blah, blah. I'm talking to you and said, oh, why did I call? It used to be, I've got to establish it. I'm Mr. Important, and I want to talk to Mrs. Important or Mr. Important that's in there. Blah, 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 blah. So you should let me in to talk to him. Or what? You know, putting on that false bravado crap. Right. Instead of going, hey, Lori, how are you, blah, blah, blah. And they go, oh, because I genuinely am interested in you. I genuinely am having a conversation. And that's boy, people about. Know right away. Right. And if they have that perfunctory, yes, what do you want, blah, 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 all of a sudden you say, well, how are you today? And they simmer right down and they talk to you. And oh, that's right, I'm calling for Mr. Big Shot. Is he, by the way, is the general in? Well, you know, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And so, and anyway, but so in other words, it's and not to manipulate either. I'm not saying that, but because if you genuinely care, like my friend David did to Noah, then I start to change my relationship with him.
That's exactly right. That's what happens. That's
and like you said, with your sister, your children are saying, I love you, and you're just devastated. They never said that to you. Well, because you hadn't given them really permission because you never said it to them. Exactly. So there's that wall.
It was a wall. And with our women, we're free to love on each other. It's not that Lindsay walks in class and just goes and sits down. She comes in class, and whoever is in there, whoever is new, she gives them that same love that she was shown. And women, I mean, they bring other women just because of that. We don't have any way to say, hey, Breaking Chains is over here. It's just with the women that come. They feel that peace. They feel that love, and they feel that friendship, and they see that we encourage each other, because that's through the word of God.
God's given me keen insight, and from the moment, I didn't know that I already knew you. I was with Lindsay and her husband, and she put you on the phone. Actually, I took the phone the other night. Hey, this is right. You're going to come on my show. You know? But from speaking to you, I know that you're a godly lady. I can't explain to you immediately the person on the other end I just knew was real. And he's given that to you because of probably, now I can quite conjecture that, because of your brokenness. And I got to tell you something. I really sense, and we'll see what's going on, but that you're right, Lindsay. I mean, just that night, just as soon as she said that name, you know, breaking chains, broken chains, what's it called?
Breaking chains.
I just, this is going to go. Mm-hmm. This is going to help. He who the sun sets free, I mean, to go out there and collect broken people and chained up people and all that stuff. You know what I really feel? We'll talk about it later. I feel she needs to be right here. You need to have a Broken Chains radio show. We got to get somebody to put up the money every month. You know what it costs. Put up that money. It's not a lot. I mean, you know. But you need to be, because we have to pay the rent here. Otherwise, I'd give it to you for free. But you need to, I think, can see you here. You came, she was the one that was nervous about being on there today.
Yeah.
And now I can see.
She has
a
gift.
I can see her being right here. And you're going to flow. It's going to flow, you know. And you've already done a show. And you and your husband had a show. And you two did great.
Yeah.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
Would people drive a car 100,000 miles with no oil change? Of course not. However, that is what we do to our bodies. Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America have a cutting-edge tool to clean blood. It's called Therapeutic Plasma Exchange. Wouldn't everyone like to clean out molds, toxins, herbicides, pesticides, forever chemicals, heavy metals, and even microplastics? Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America can do that. We are in network with most insurances. Our phone number is 772-298-4477 or Google us in Port St. Lucie. The Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is a growing association of leaders from the business, civic, and ministry areas on the